You have been born again, not of seed that dies, but of seed that never dies, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you.
He chose to give us birth, though the word of truth, that we might be kind of first fruits of all he created.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again." "How can anyone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." And Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks for those readings from the New Testament this morning. And they remind us, don't they, that birth isn't something that you can only experience when you're tiny. Birth isn't just something you experience only when you're tiny. It's something a person can experience at any age, the start of a new life. Not by going back to hospital, somewhere like this. That only happens once, we know that. You only get born in hospital or at home or somewhere else once. But you can get a new birth. You can begin a new life spiritually. You can be born into God's life, the life that God intends for you. Life with Jesus, life in Christ. So that's why I quite like this setup that we've got here this morning. I like this setup because it's a good image for the church, isn't it? It reminds us that the church is a kind of maternity unit, that we are in the birthing business. We, as God's church, are bringing people to new birth, helping them come to new life in Jesus. Now, the equipment we have at church is obviously very different, isn't it, to this? We don't have this kind of stuff out most weeks. And that's because the nature of the birth that we're talking about is different. It's not about getting one little body out of another bigger body. It's about a spiritual birth. It's about seeing God's life born within us by the Holy Spirit. And that happens, doesn't it? Through the hearing of the Word of God. So that's why we read from our Bibles. Through the ministry of communion, which we receive up at the table up there. It happens through baptism. We've got a font at the back and we baptize people. It happens through our fellowship when we go bowling together on a Saturday afternoon, or we have tea and coffee in the hall, or when we meet up for coffee or a meal or a fellowship group time. It happens through song, doesn't it? And these are some of the instruments. Actually, they are called instruments, aren't they? Instruments we use in church to help that life kind of grow and be born within us. These are the Holy Spirit's instruments, if you like, in a place. And as we plant the seed of God's word in our hearts, and we nurture that seed with love and prayer, new life grows among us until that life pops out. Pops out, doesn't it? In people. Pops out. And when that happens, it's incredibly joyful. It's such a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's wonderful for a church family when there's another child of God born into the church family. There's no greater joy for a church family. I mean, just think about it from a parent's point of view. Think about Mark and Joanna with the birth of little Maisie just a few weeks ago. They're just over the moon. And we were over the moon for them with the birth of little Maisie. And it's the same for a church family when someone comes to new life in Jesus. It's so good. It's so wonderful. We all rejoice together at this person coming to new life. But do you remember what we said? We said that it's a team effort. We really want to see it happen, don't we? That's what we're here. That's what we're about. We want our church to be about people coming to new life, new birth in Jesus. But it's a team effort. It's a team effort, remember? We saw that a while ago, that there are lots of people involved in a maternity unit, and there's lots of people involved in the church's ministry of bringing new people to new life in Jesus. It's not just the vicar on his own. No, there's loads and loads of different people involved. People leading them worship on a Sunday, people leading fellowship groups, people teaching in children's groups, people on the sound so that we can hear, people playing lots and lots of different roles within the church family. But it's all about new birth and nurturing the life of the new life of God's people. So today is more than about mothers in that strictly and very narrow biological sense. It's about mothering in the spiritual sense too. It's the ministry of mothering that goes on in the church. It's about remembering those who've helped us to the new birth that God can bring about. It's about remembering them and celebrating them and thanking God for them. It could be a youth worker who helped us. It could be a Sunday school teacher. It might be an evangelist like Billy Graham. It could have been a pastor sometime in your past, a vicar. It could have been a camp leader if you went on a summer camp as a teenager. Who else could it be? It could be a Christian neighbor or a Christian colleague, someone who was instrumental in helping you to that new life. For me, it was this man. You don't know him, I'm sure. His name's Andy Shuddle, and he lives in New Zealand now. But I heard him give 3 or 4 very, very powerful talks on John's Gospel in 1999. And that, for me, was instrumental in my new birth. But brought me to the brink of delivery to new life in Jesus. I wonder who it is for you. Who is it for you? Just think about that this morning. Who is it for you? And if we are a maternity ward, if we're a delivery suite for new life in Jesus, what part are you playing? And who are you helping? What's your role on the team? And is that what you want? Do you want to see our church become an effective maternity ward or delivery suite and seeing loads and loads and loads of new lives? Not little ones like this, although they're always good, aren't they? But the new life that God brings about. That's the thought for us this morning. So we're going to do another prayer activity now. I hope we've got enough post-it notes. We might be running out. We're going to do another prayer activity. And what we're going to do this time is we're going to thank God for the people he used in delivering us to new life in Jesus. That life that we heard that is imperishable. It will never die. The new life we have with Jesus will never die. So just think, who do you want to thank God for this Sunday, who mothered you in that sense? Who was a kind of spiritual midwife to you? Who helped you? Perhaps it's long ago. You might want to thank God for them and recall them today. Perhaps it's more recent. Well, you might be able to thank them this morning in person. I don't know. But why don't we put it down on a piece of paper, another prayer, and we'll pop it this time on the pulpit, if they'll stay there, because that's sort of symbolic of the ministry of the church in sharing that word with us, that word that brings new life. So write a prayer and pop it there, but you might want to also pray. It says at the very bottom, pray for our church to be an effective maternity unit. And just take a few minutes to write another prayer, and we'll put it on the pulpit.